This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The Democrats are running a psyop on GOP voters. And unfortunately, we're walking right into their trap. Their weapons are lawfare and the calendar. In the comments section of this podcast, I put a link where I've laid it all out in writing for you, month by month, what they plan to do. I'm not promising you it'll work, but I'm certain it's what they're doing. And once you understand what they're doing, you can see how we're walking right into it. It'll be obvious when they look back in history that yesterday was a key day in American history when the Democrats went fully operational with their plan to convict Trump multiple times before the election and preferably before the GOP nominating convention. Special federal persecutor Jack Smith, quite frankly, calling him a prosecutor would be to mislead. He's a political persecutor. Special persecutor Jack Smith filed an emergency filing with the Supreme Court. He wants a quick, right-away hearing on whether Trump can claim presidential immunity. Well, Smith said jump in an extremely unusual move. The Supreme Court said how high and accepted his request. Now, here's what's already happened for some background. Trump is arguing that he has immunity, that he can't be prosecuted for what he did as president. A federal court's already ruled against him, so Trump was going to appeal to two layers of appeals courts. Jack Smith wants to skip those, go straight to the Supreme Court. Right now, it looks like the Supreme Court will hear Smith on January 5th. And what they'll be doing is deciding whether to take the case and decide it or knock it down to the appeals court. As a double redundant backup system, Smith has already filed a request with the appeals court to expedite it if the Supreme Court knocks it back. Why is the special persecutor, Jack Smith, in such a dang hurry? Well, obviously, he wants the Trump trial and he hopes conviction to happen before the election, but he especially needs it to start in March so that he can have a conviction in hand by the nominating convention for the GOP. I'll explain this in a bit. But first, the question you're probably wondering, well, if the Supreme Court rules for Trump, won't all this just go away? He'll have immunity. Yes, for what he did as president. But the three other trials and maybe a fourth one, they don't cover things he did as president. So he could still easily be convicted multiple times before the election. Now, I told you earlier, the calendar, besides the lawfare, is the key weapon here. When does Jack Smith want the trial for? March 4th. Why? That is the earliest possible date he can start after Super Tuesday. What's important about Super Tuesday? Well, by then, Trump will have clinched enough votes in enough states, given the trajectory he's on, to be mathematically, indisputably the GOP's nominee. In other words, he'll have the most legitimate claim on it. And now the GOP's trapped. Then, boom, they lower the boom. Court case after court case after court case. And that's what you can see in the calendar. The March 4th trial that Jack Smith wants, the state trial in New York that starts March 25th, and then behind those, a May 20th trial date on federal charges in Florida. Again, even if the Supreme Court rules for Trump and gives him immunity, it won't protect him in the other three cases. And word is, Jack Smith has two more in the wings, but we'll go with what's on the docket. Again, I detailed the PSYOP for you month by month, and I put a link in the comment section. I actually put this on Twitter the other day and it went viral. Is it so shocking when you see the calendar for the first time as a weapon? Which it is. Here's where we are now. The Democrats are consolidating GOP voter support behind Trump by convincing Republicans that Trump can easily beat Biden. That may actually be true, but they don't promote the internals of these polls that show if Trump is convicted, Biden, as unpopular as he is, beats Trump by somewhere around 6 to 10 points and takes the House and the Senate with him. He wins both. No cheating needed. Poll after poll after poll has now showed this. Usually to find it, I've got to go into the internals. They don't publicize it, which means they don't want you to focus on that. The latest poll to show this was the New York Times Siena College poll on Sunday. I know, it's a Democrat poll, but if they wanted you to figure this out, they'd be trumpeting it. They're not. The liberal publication Truth Out caught it, though, and they went right into the internals, as many of these liberal publications are doing now, because they actually know the fix. It's widely acknowledged on their site, just not in the mainstream media. And they interviewed a professor, liberal, of course, by the name of Norman Ornstein. He said this: while the poll was positive for Trump, it also demonstrated he could be in trouble with voters once his legal matters take center stage. Again, they're not scheduled to until after Super Tuesday. Quote, one of the things I think is clear here is that most voters have paid little or no attention to Donald Trump's legal problems. That will change when we get criminal trials, Ornstein said, and especially if and when we get convictions. This is what the Democrats are counting on. It's why they're suddenly pumping millions of dollars into Nikki Haley, as if Trump wasn't in the race. And what is amazing about her $10 million multi-state ad buy, a lot of it with money pumped in by globalist World Economic Forum leaders and also Democrat donors, is that not a dime of it's been spent against Trump. It's all been spent against Ron DeSantis. Why? They want Trump to win. This is the central. Remember the Lincoln Project, that group that was dedicated to destroying Trump? Yeah, it was run by a guy by the name of Steve Schmidt. A real slimeball. He was John McCain's former campaign manager, barely a Republican then. He's since converted to be a Democrat. What's he up to? Running ads for Trump, arguing, well, the same thing we keep hearing on a loop from the mainstream media. Trump can not only beat Biden, he's the best one to beat Biden. Why would a guy who's dedicated the last like 8 years of his life to destroying Trump be running ads for him? Because it's the best way to destroy him. You put him in prison, get this conviction, Democrats win, and they believe Trump and MAGA, the movement, permanently discredited and destroyed forever. And Steve Schmidt can finally move on to doing other evil things. I want to thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast. And for the, to me, it feels like miracle of the 29 pounds I've not only lost, but kept off. And you can too. I can't believe it every time I say that. I've lost 10 pounds here, even 15 pounds there, but I've never been able to take the full 30 off to get back to where I was in college and keep it off. Never. I didn't even think it was possible metabolically at my age. And given the fact that I had already power walked an hour a day and still couldn't lose it, I didn't think it was possible. And then it happened. It'll feel the same to you. That shock, that awe. Wow, I can really do this. But I can't make the phone call for you. You got to do it. Look them up online. Read about PhD weight loss at home. There's somebody doing it in over 50 states. You can do it too, no matter where you are. It might even be more convenient for you to do it at home, so you can fit it around your schedule. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Again, this is why they're boosting Nikki Haley with tens of millions of Democrat dollars. They're already assuming they're going to decimate Trump. Biden will easily beat him once he's once or two times convicted. And they've moved on to trying to help Bush Romney and that money cabal recapture the reins of the GOP after MAGA is soundly defeated. In other words, they're hoping to install control of the GOP after MAGA is defeated firmly in the hands of the Bush cabal. In other words, say Nikki Haley gets picked by Trump as his VP. Don't be surprised if that happens, by the way, because they're loading her up with this much money for another reason, to make her super attractive to him. Most of his campaign funds, according to Reuters, are not going for anything resembling a campaign right now. That's why you're not seeing a lot of rallies. He's spending them instead on his legal bills. It's one of those side things I think Republicans don't really realize. There's not going to be much of a campaign because of this lawfare. Anyway, back to the weapon that is the calendar. So in March, they start all the trials. If Jack Smith can't get the ruling he wants out of the Supreme Court, that's okay. They've still got the trial in Miami. The goal, ideally, is to convict Trump ahead of the GOP nominating convention in July, knowing that a vicious floor fight will break out that they hope will irreparably split GOP voters right down the middle. You can find the effects of that, by the way, in the internals of a lot of these polls, too. About half of Republicans in this August 3rd poll would not want Donald Trump on the ballot if he's convicted of a felony. Another News Nation poll a week ago actually put the number at 30% of GOP voters wanting Trump disqualified if he's convicted. So now we roll into the July convention. Half the GOP is in a cold panic, even if they like Trump, because they can now see the writing on the wall. They want him off the ballot. The other half of the GOP is hardcore for Trump. They don't care. They want to stick with him. If the GOP leadership manages to replace Trump at that point, whoever Trump's replaced with will be automatically hated by probably half the base. Is a traitor. If Trump remains, he's got real problems. To even have a prayer of winning, the Republican nominee's got to get a very high share of registered Republicans, 92-93%. Democrats can skate by with as low as 87% because there's more of them. The Democrats are hoping for a vicious split inside the Republican Party. And if you look at Trump's numbers, he's already really low on that scale. I mean, his best polls, he's in the lower 60s, right? You pick off another 10 percentage points of pissed off Republicans and you're there. You're there without even cheating. I'm not saying Republicans should vote for Democrats. I'm just saying they'll stay home, throw up their hands, or just vote in down ballot races. He runs a very real chance of losing that 30% or so that likes Nikki Haley. He knows it. Don't be surprised if he picks her. As odious and hateful as she was to him when he made the mistake of appointing her his UN ambassador, and then she spent her whole term echoing the talking points of Mitt Romney and the Bushes that he basically sucked. She's a real snake. But anyway, he would have to grit his teeth, but he may need her money and her inferred support, especially if it appears he's close to conviction, which he will be. That's why you saw Kevin McCarthy, who's practically a Democrat himself and unfortunately was recently the speaker and leader of the Republicans in the House. His last act was to endorse Nikki Haley for VP. Why? He's a snake, too. He knows if Trump goes down, she will be seen socially and for the next couple of years as the heir apparent. That's why it was so important to the Democrats once they decided to back her after that breakfast with Larry Fink for her to come out and endorse their most precious project, digital ID, a license to use social media, without which you're not allowed to be on it. By now, Trump's Florida trial, the most perilous for him, is well underway. It's supposed to start in May.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So the GOP has had its July nominating convention. The Democrats then know who they're facing. Their convention isn't till August. If they need to replace Joe Biden, they can. If they can get by with him in place, like Trump's, you know, maybe facing two convictions, could possibly be physically in prison or just imprisoned at Mar-a-Lago, then they maybe leave Joe in place and don't go through the upheaval that replacing him would cause. But it's an opportunity, too, because anybody new who's unveiled at the nominated convention can then get that coronation-style media coverage they do with these Democrats for about 2 months after the convention, while contrasting them with Trump, who, by then, will most surely have been convicted by one of the weaponized liberal juries in some of the bluest precincts in this country. If the internals of these polls, which they're not heavily publicizing, really not publicizing at all, are correct, and Joe Biden or whoever then beats Trump, a convicted Trump, by 6 to 10 points, you're going to watch what happened in 2020 happen again, probably on a larger scale. They hope. Massive, maybe even historic Democrat landslide, finally giving the Democrats the numbers they need in the House and the Senate to pack the Supreme Court, annihilate the Bill of Rights, most especially the First and Second Amendment, pass amnesty for at least 60 million illegals, leave the border open, give amnesty to whoever comes, permanently flipping the country blue and creating a one-party system in America, much like what they have in China. And then the Democrats will, of course, force the laws they've passed in California on the rest of the country, criminal chaos, poop in the streets, and then they bring in digital ID and central bank digital dollars, essentially implementing a Chinese social credit system here with total censorship. And they calm the ensuing rebellion without firing a single shot. Am I predicting this? No, heck no. This is just their plan. Anything could happen. What I am predicting is this is exactly what you will see them try to implement. And it was all launched yesterday by Jack Smith trying to rapid fire his case at the Supreme Court to get that ruling on immunity. Folks, if you think about it, them wanting Trump to be the nominee actually makes sense. This is where I think we have one of our biggest blind spots. You think they're afraid of him? They've already beat him. They know how to do it. Here's law professor Jonathan Turley's take on all this.
He decided that he wanted to leapfrog over the Court of Appeals and go directly to the Supreme Court. The only reason for that is that he is really focused entirely on trying Trump during this campaign and trying to convict him before the election. The question is whether the Supreme Court's going to feel that that is such an urgent priority that you actually bring this case before Super Tuesday. Usually the Supreme Court likes to hear from multiple court of appeals. They certainly want normally to hear from at least one on these issues.
Any other reason other than politics to want to do that?
Well, there's a tactical reason. If Trump wins, he can pardon himself, and then Smith will never see a jury in this case. I mean, so if Trump does prevail in the election, if he's not convicted at that point, he can give himself a peremptory pardon. He doesn't have to wait for the trial.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.